While farmers have faced financial challenges before, today's soft grain prices, combined with tariffs and supply chain breakdowns, are adding up to a lot of stress heading into the busy harvest season. Tanner Hento, a soybean farmer from Avon, lost a parent to suicide, and he understands how financial pressures can turn into emotional isolation.
This is the chance for me to tell my story, tell the message of, hey, there is another route. It's okay to talk about it. This is not an easy economy we're facing, and the more farmers continue to isolate, the worse we're going to be.
Hento says it's okay to ask for help, and there are numerous resources available, including the Avira Farm and Rural Stress Hotline, calling or texting 988, or services through the South Dakota Agricultural Health Voucher Program, which offers free counseling to South Dakota farm and ranch families. Hento tries to stay positive, knowing there's always hope. He practices gratitude and is thankful for his family and the generations that came before him.
They would want you to be okay. They would want you to thrive. And keeping that in between and pushing the problem off until it's too late or it feels like there's no other way out is never the solution.
He urges farmers and their families to take the first step and ask for help if they're struggling with mental stress. Call the Avira Farm and Rural Stress Hotline at 800-691-4336. Search online for the South Dakota Ag Voucher Program or phone or text 988.
Keeping in mind that there is a light, that there is good out there, is what I think will ultimately turn it around for a lot of people.
Reporting for the South Dakota Soybean Checkoff, I'm Pam Gephardt.